Understanding the Market Crash and Our Sustainable Future. This is audio file 1 of 6. Welcome, this is Henry. I'm sitting in my office here near Denver, Colorado, and today is Sunday evening, October the 19th, 2008. Welcome to the audiobook version of Understanding the Market Crash and Our Sustainable Future, which I've created in response to the market crash over the past couple of weeks. You're probably here since you either don't have the time to read, or maybe you just don't feel like staring at that computer screen for hours on end. That's fine, but it means that you'll be missing all of the charts, images, and links that are available in the other two available versions, or formats as I call them. And that would be the .htm and .doc formatted files. So I'm sure there will be times when you'll want to jot a note to yourself to bring up some of these on your computer screen. I sure don't want you to have to waste time scrolling all over looking for those links and images, so I'm going to make this really easy for you, and here's how. I'll be reading here from the .doc version, which is the one intended for printing out from your word processor. This one has 43 pages, and I'll be telling you what page number I'm on as I'm doing the reading. In order for this to work, I'd like you to save that DOC file to your hard drive. It's the one ending in resource1.doc. Stick it on your desktop or in a folder somewhere where you can find it easily. You can also make a printed copy from it while you're at it. Then just open that file in your word processor, and the page numbers should match up with what I'm reading from. Also, all the links in the .doc file are live and active. You know, that means that they should open up from inside your word processor. You should be able to left-click on them just as you would any link in a web page. Now, some word processors may require you to hold down the control key, that's the CTRL key on your keyboard, or right-click on the link to open it. If you have any problems getting those links to work, you can always just open the .htm version in your web browser. Also, while I'm reading, you might hear some words or a phrase that you want to follow up on at your computer. Or you might hear me tell you to search the page for a certain phrase. In that case, just jot that down for future reference. Then when you're at your computer, you don't have to scroll around from here to Timbuktu looking through 43 pages and 19,000 words trying to find this phrase. Just open your Find or Search dialog box and type in the phrase or words you're looking for, and the computer will do it for you. You'll find that on the menu under Edit and then Find. So with those preliminaries out of the way, let's dive right in here and let's get started with the reading. I'm going to scroll down here past the introductory pages and the table of contents. And I guess we'll start where it says on page three now. Action, start here. No action, no results. Logically, this section on taking action would go down at the end. Unfortunately, some people are never going to get there. Since this is the most important section, I thought I'd put it up top. You can always come back here at any time. If you want a quick start, I'd suggest you look through the contents above and then skip right on down to the last section, The Solution, A New Global Economy. The rest is supporting material. I just spent a week writing these 19,000 words. What started out as a letter has turned into something more like a mini-book or research report, on how we can all come together for a sustainable future. Knowledge and plans are important, but we need massive action to see results. So I'm inviting you to read this and then to help in whatever ways you can. This paper is based on 5 years of research. I'm providing it for free since this information needs to be spread around quickly and widely. I'm one person and can't continue this work alone. I'm asking for your help. If you find Plan S, a resource-based economy, and a new way of thinking valuable, this is your chance to make it a reality. Thank you for your support of Plan S and our sustainable future. Financial support. This was rushed out the door due to the market crash, and I haven't put together a budget with specific goals yet. That's coming. Plan S will ultimately require millions. It will move along as quickly as support arrives. Please send what you can, and be generous. I've already put everything I got into this, and am borrowing to keep going. I will gladly accept contributions of any amount. Even $10 helps. For contributions of $100 or more, a tax deduction under IRS Section 501(c)(3) is available. Plan S is sponsored by the Heartland Coalition's United Green. Click here to let me know what you'd like to do, and I'll send instructions. So there's a link there that you can click on if you want to do the get the tax deduction. For contributions under $100, or if you don't need a deduction, please send a PayPal to henry@htfiddler.net. If you'd prefer to send a check or money order, please make it payable and mail to Henry T. Fiddler, 8795 Ralston Road, number 237, Arvada, Colorado, 80002. By the way, I'm aware it's an oxymoron to be asking for money when the goal is to build a totally different kind of money system. But I think you'll agree that it's necessary to build a new system out of what's left of the old one. Next section is called Volunteer Support. First, I'm talking about spreading the word. Here is the title and link to this page. This is the link you should send so your recipients can choose from the alternative document formats provided. And then I provided the link there on screen. I'm not going to read it to you. You can go back to the document and find it. We're on page 4 now. You may also link to, and I've got a couple other websites, myplans.org and myhtfiddler.net. Spread these links to your friends and distribution lists. Put these links on your web pages. Let me know so I can return the favor and so I can keep you informed if URLs change. That's the Uniform Resource Locator, is the www.gizmo. Skills. The most important critical needs are for project management and fundraising. Here's a full list of skills that I'll be needing to put Plan S and a resource-based economy into action. Project management, fundraising, sponsorship, public relations, marketing, office management, general office skills, research capabilities, textual database skills, course curriculum design, public speaking, presentation skills, ghostwriting, graphic artist, presentation graphics, web design, media, film, and video. If you or someone you know has professional skills and can work at a reduced rate, please let me know. When funds become available, I'll consider hiring you or them. Getting in touch. Provides my email address, and if you just want to say hi, discuss any of this, ask questions, provide feedback, tell me you read it, tell me what you did or did not like, tell me you'd like to help but can't quite figure out how, let me know about broken links, misspellings, grammatical errors, or other technical issues with these pages, cry on my shoulder, ask for my help with your project, or anything else that crosses your mind, please feel free to call or email anytime. Phone. If you received an email with my phone numbers, the best times to call are after 8 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time on weeknights or all weekend. If you don't have my phone number, I don't publish it online, but send me an email and we can arrange a time to talk. And that completes this first section called Action Start Here. This is the end of Audio File 1.